Welcome to another episode of Mini Fellowship in Movement Disorders, where we take most challenging concepts in movement disorders and simplify them into easy-to-follow explanations. I'm your host, Danish Bahati, a movement disorder neurologist who loves to teach physicians online, especially in the developing countries. So I had some interesting conversation with someone about tremors, and I thought that was very useful for everyone, and I thought I'll record some thoughts and comments on tremors related to that and share with everyone. So one thing that we were discussing was about resting tremor. So, you know, it is something that is a little hard to explain at times, but the important concept in a resting tremor, in a true resting tremor, is that the tremor is present when the muscles are at complete rest. Complete rest means that there is just some basic tone that is natural, but there is no additional tone that is kind of supporting the arm. So, for example, when someone is sitting in the chair in front of you and their hand is in their lap, you will think that they are at rest, but not necessarily so. So, for example, if their hands are resting in a way that the forearm is supported, but the fingers are not supported, and they are kind of lifted up or elevated in the air, that means that they may actually not be at rest and the muscles may be active or tense in trying to hold that thumb up in the air, and then if the tremor happens in the thumb, it may not actually be a resting tremor. So how do you then be more sure or clear that the tremor that were observed at an apparent rest was truly a rest tremor? And that's where this observation or rule that we follow at University of Nebraska comes in, that a true resting tremor should go away with action. So if you have a thumb tremor of the big thumb, when the hand is resting, let's say on the table, but the thumb is up in the air and the thumb is shaking. Now, it may be a resting tremor. The patient may not be making any unintentional effort. Effort doesn't have to be intentional. It doesn't have to be a conscious effort to tense up the arm. It could be an unconscious or unintentional effort where the body is just kind of holding itself. It's hard to let go. And we see that problem when we're doing reflexes. Sometimes the patient is tensing up the arm and is not really relaxing when you're trying to do the triceps or the biceps jerk, and you're not getting the jerk, and you say, let go of your hand, just relax, and the patient is actually not relaxing. And you test by letting it drop, and you see that when you let go of the hand doesn't drop, and that tells you the patient was also supporting the arm, and that's why you're not getting the reflexes. The same is true for these kind of resting tremor. So what we follow is that when you see a thumb tremor with the hand resting, but the thumb was up in the air, and you want to be sure that this is a true resting tremor of the thumb, then you ask them to move that thumb, that you ask them to open and close their hand or lift the thumb up and down. And that's when the tremor should go away, a true resting tremor should go away. And if the tremor is still persistent or gets worse, then it was only an apparent resting tremor. It was actually a postural tremor because the hand was actually holding a posture. Sometimes the true resting tremor only shows up when someone is standing and walking and the hands are dangling by their side and a true resting is present. But so the point is to be able to identify if the true resting was present or not. And that's where you ask them to do the action on that joint. And if the tremor goes away, then you say, okay, it was a resting tremor. And that's why it went away with the action and when the muscles were activated. But if it's not going away, then you start questioning yourself. Now, there is always exceptions in movement disorder. Nothing is perfect. So the patient may have both a resting tremor and a postural and action tremor, and then it will become hard to identify which one is what. And sometimes the resting tremor is so bad and so severe that the going away after the action is so brief that the patient moves the hand and then the tremor comes back, even though the hand is moving. But the movement, if you think about it, is actually going from one stop to another stop. So when you move your hand up, you start from a stopped position, you moved and then you stopped again in a stopped position. And that sometimes is broken. The movement is not smooth and patient have multiple stop points as he moved from point A to point B. And it appears a tremor in between as the tremor, as a resting tremor is sometimes overflowing. Now, this is now becoming a lot of opinion, but I'm just trying to say, yes, there can be exceptions. But the bottom line is that when you are trying to be sure, or when you're examining and you think the patient has a resting tremor, but then you do the action and the tremor is not going away, then you should pay even more attention. Is it truly a resting tremor or not? So that was one. And then I will discuss a second point in the tremor in a separate audio message.
To learn more about the mini fellowship, visit our website for University of Nebraska Medical Center, Department of Neurological Sciences, where you can be part of the community and ask us questions. You can write to me on mdclinicforyou@gmail.com. It's mdclinic4u@gmail.com. And follow me on YouTube for longer discussions by searching for Danish Bahati, D-A-N-I-S-H space B-H-A-T-T-I. You can also find me on Twitter @DanishBahati_MD and on LinkedIn.